that rocks.
Well, good morning, 6'11", Brack. Hold on, hot breath.
How are you?
Hot breath.
Mm-hmm. Not good this morning either. Not the greatest breath.
Nice morning breath. I start every morning with a good teeth brushing. That's trying to avoid the hot breath. But yeah, still though, with wearing a mask, you know, the past year, even after that, man, it's just like, God, what am I doing during the day? Like, am I licking dirt that just makes my mouth smell like this by the end of the day? This is terrible, man.
You know what one good thing about wearing the mask is? For radio people, sharing microphones, even though we haven't been sharing microphones, it kind of would have been nice beforehand.
Yeah.
Because if you're a radio jock, you might know this. Sometimes mics are nasty.
Oh, dude, they're horrible.
The nastiest things.
We would do the morning show, and I'd be on the main mic, and then we'd be done, and you'd have to come in and do your midday show back before Kiki took over, and you'd be right on the same mic that I used. Like, right up on. Basically, you
like
and I
making out. Basically.
Yeah, every single day.
You know,
more than we do just afterwards, too. You know, we have that. So.
Have you ever seen the mic from the, I think they replaced it recently, but the country station had a microphone in there. And there was an old jock who was a lady who wore a good amount of makeup, and that mic was pink, man. The face of that mic was just chocked full of makeup.
It looked like a clown slammed its face up against it. It's ridiculous.
It's like, I'll use this mic over here.
Just take this one.
Everyone's got some skin in it.
Well, we still got that hot morning breath for you. We got to keep her moving here. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, you know you're living that good deviant life when you're so used to all your kinky stuff being around the house that you don't notice it anymore. A woman posted a story on Reddit the other day, and it said, quote, "Today I effed up," and she was cleaning up before her boyfriend's mom came by, but she forgot to take the sex shackles off their coffee table. She says her boyfriend's mom sat on the couch and said, quote, "So I don't want to ask what's up with the handcuffs on the table, but what's up with the handcuffs on the table?" Well, the woman responded saying, quote, "Don't worry about it. Also, they aren't handcuffs. They're shackles, Karen." On the bright side, she says at least her boyfriend's cage was disassembled and tucked under the guest bed. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Damn.
Didn't you have a sex swing in your old apartment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a sex. I just left it up, man. I just left it up. It was more of a conversation piece than a sex swing, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not that comfortable either, to be honest with you. But if you had that thing up and people walked into the room, it was the elephant in the room. And I wouldn't mention a word until somebody said something.
I always laugh.
So,
because most people won't. Most people have the general public courtesy to not point out things like that. You know what I mean?
You know?
But there's always been.
It was just too obvious, though. That thing was just swinging right there. I would always tell people it was my Nintendo chair.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. That's fine. Oh yeah, it's from a Dutch designer. You just got to say it's some foreign thing. People are like, oh, okay, yeah. Because they always have weird, you know. You say you got it from IKEA, no one's gonna question it. All right, yeah.
I had to piece it together myself.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's the new line of swinging chairs from IKEA. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Maybe I'll bring that thing into the studio. You know?
No, I do not want your sex swing, your old used sex swing here in the studio, okay? You leave that in a box or wherever you have it now at your house and just keep it there.
Oh, come on. You know you want it.
You sick son of a bitch. And I'm getting all wrapped up in it. I can't get out. Like, Hunter, help. I'm stuck.
Look at him. It looks like a pretzel.
Like a fish caught in a net.
Get me out of here. All right.
There you go. Hide your kinky sex stuff. For God's sakes, mom's coming over.
Brock